The History of the Doll Room, The Pioneer. On this floor, you can see large earthenware jars that were used by the domestic service for the dressing of the O'Neill olive, a very important activity of years ago and still performed today. Ramon Mira was a civil guard by profession and very fond of plastic arts. In the room, there is a self-portrait on display which reveals how talented he was as an artist. Ramon was the first doll maker in Spain, using fire clay around 1877. He painted, applied makeup, and decorated the dolls while his wife made their dresses. Soon, the fire clay, due to its fragility, was replaced by a homemade ointment made with carobean flour, caustic soda, potato starch, sawdust, chopped pine bark, and bits of cardboard. This mixture was given the name of mush. Once the mix was cool, it would fill the iron and bronze molds to create the different doll's parts, arms, legs, body, and head. Later, these pieces would be joined by string so that the doll could have movement. The pink skin color was achieved with the peel of the granada fruit, which was crushed and softened with a mixture of lime. With the pulp of the same fruit, a cream was produced to be used as rouge. The glowing effect of the dolls was achieved with pine resin. His dolls were a sensation in the flea markets and bazaars of the time. Ramon Mira and his wife, Petra García, came to have 50 workers and joined forces with the married couple Juan Mora. After the death of Ramon in 1897, his wife and children took charge of the workshop.